Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Musicians Mastermind. You know, we've been talking about the need for a funnel and to filter fans, you know, into your world. And, you know, you went about it and we're going to assume that you're Johnny on the spot and you've done everything we've told you and you set up an awesome funnel that sends people to your free offer or your download or your Facebook group or whatever you're doing. And then the obvious question becomes, how do we get people to the funnel in the first place? So I'm glad that you asked that question, because on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the foundation of getting traffic. So it's a sort of mindset that you have to have first. So this is going to be a little less of a strategy planning exact type, you know, what to do, A, B, and C type session. Less of that and more of a sort of like, you know, where does your head have to be and how do you need to be thinking about this traffic thing first? So we want to lay a good foundation for you guys. So Joe Freeman is with us today. Carrie JK is, unfortunately, he is ill. So hopefully it's not the coronavirus. I'm kidding, but I'm not. Because today, in today's world, you never know. I was like, there's all this talk about the coronavirus. And I was asking, like, I was playing a show last night, and I was asking everybody, like, do you actually know anybody who actually has the coronavirus? And nobody's like, I don't, and I don't know anybody who does. So they canceled South by Southwest over it. I don't really know what's going on. I digress for a minute, but speedy recovery to carry whatever sort of disease he may have at the moment. So, okay, Joe, I know Joe, he has some definite ideas on this. So I'm going to go ahead and let him kind of get the party started with this today. So go ahead, buddy.
So I just want to talk about a couple of the conversations we had previously. So in our previous conversation about, you know, listing networks versus funnels versus websites, I mentioned the business equation. So the business equation is traffic plus conversions equals cash. And primarily during that conversation, we talked about conversions, right? So we talked about the system you set up in order to make a sale happen. But before you do that, you've got to consider, where's your traffic going to come from? Where are you going to get your audience from? And I would venture to say, before you do that, there's a lot of other things you need to think about to create your foundation to get the traffic to come into your funnel in the first place. So if you don't know some of these things, it's going to be very hard to make sure that your conversion mechanism is set up properly, where it's going to get someone to take an action. And it's going to be very hard to get people's attention, which I would venture to say that getting people's attention in this day and age is your primary goal as a musician, an entrepreneur, a coach, whatever you're doing, especially as a musician. Without people's attention in this day and age, it's harder and harder to get their attention. They're not seeing your offer anyway. They're not getting into your conversion funnel. They're not raising their hand. You don't know anything about them. So there are three kinds of traffic as well. There is, there's paid traffic, which is traffic you rent from somewhere to put it into your funnel. So eventually after it goes into your funnel and they put their information in, they become traffic you own. Okay, so there's someone who's on your email list, they're in your chat bot, they're you know, in your SMS list, stuff like that. And then there's traffic that you earn. So traffic you earn, you're not paying for it somewhere else, kind of like the listing network, right? You're putting it out, you're putting your information out there and they're taking a cut on the back end. On the traffic that you rent, you're actually going out and putting it on someone's email list, on their network like Facebook, Amazon, Google, somewhere like that, and you're paying for it. Now, traffic you earn, that is traffic that you physically like go out and gather. So you're chat messaging someone manually, you're going out networking, you're going and talking on stage, you're doing stuff like that. So, you know, it's traffic that you...
By getting your hustle on.
Yeah, exactly. And you need all these kinds of traffic. A lot of people, based on their resources and knowing themselves, they can decide which one of these traffic, and knowing their market, they can decide which one of these traffics is best for them to use.
Okay.
Knowing yourself is very important in this whole sequence, though, because depending on whether you have more time, money, how many people you know, who they know, different things. Like, I could ramble off a list, but there's a ton of different resources. You should take a self-assessment of, like, where you're at, what you have available to you, and what would be your path of least resistance to figure out your market, to figure out your message, to figure out your audience, your avatar, create your conversion funnel, and use the messaging from those things to then create your traffic to hopefully down the road with a mindset of helping people create cash. And I think that's one of the things that musicians and entrepreneurs miss these days, is they're hearing all these gurus online saying, hey, you shouldn't work a job, you can make millions online, blah, 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 blah. And you've got to realize, if you can't get the attention of a specific audience who has a specific problem that you can create a specific solution for, then you're not going to create cash. Now, for musicians, that's not like, it's not the problems and solution isn't defined in like, I'm going to solve so-and-so's problem. It's more defined as, hey, I'm going to get this person's attention who might be going through something that I went through, or might need to hear the message in my song, or enjoy hearing the message in my song, and get them to eventually have such a deep connection with me that it monetizes. Either they want to come out to an event, or they want to buy my CD.
Your niche, people are maybe they feel a little isolated, so they want to become part of your niche. They find that attractive because they're looking for other like-minded people. And I'm just saying that because of my niche, which is the rock niche, which is a lot of those people feel like they've been kind of left behind by the like mainstream radio and stuff like that. So they are looking for groups of people to kind of gather with and share music with and say, oh, I love this, I love that, you know, and a little bit of nostalgia about the old days, but also looking for, you know, what's going on in rock right now. That's an example of myself. Joe, you said, and I wrote this down, maybe I misheard you. You said three kinds of traffic, and I wrote paid and earned. Is there a third type beyond paid and earned, or are we just breaking it down into those two?
Yeah. So it's rented or paid, okay. Because when you're paying for traffic, you're really renting it until, right, it actually converts and becomes traffic you own.
Okay.
And then it is earned traffic.
Right, right, right.
Which eventually becomes traffic you own as well.
Is there a third type or
no? No, it's okay. Rented, owned and earned.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud. I didn't mean to.
So just, a lot of the
sure
things
we're talking about.
A lot of the things people are missing, other than the fact of knowing themselves, knowing what kind of time, money, resources, connections they have in order to make this all happen. Is they forget about their audience, which I've been pounding on people forever, but there's really a framework you can sit down and figure out your avatar and figure out your market as well as your message. So your message has to get attention. Like, that's the foremost thing, is you've got to go from market,
message to market.
Yeah, you've got to go market avatar message, and that message has to get attention. If the message doesn't get attention, then you're worried about having a irresistible offer. If you can't get those first things to happen, they never see your offer. And if your offer isn't enticing enough, they're not going to take it.
So you have to, you've got a market. You think you know what market you're going for. So, and then the message is, what do I say to these people? Like, what is going to ring their bell? What's going to get them excited? What's going to want them to be engaged? Right? Is that how we're, is that what you're saying?
And I just realized, like, a lot of what I'm saying is catered towards entrepreneurs and coaches. So let's take this backwards a step.
Before you do that, because we have mentioned this term over and over on this podcast, and I don't think we've defined it. So can you just give a quick, it's a 2-3 sentence definition of avatar. Other than the James Cameron movie.
Yeah. So your avatar is the person that you're trying to get the attention of in order to bring them into your ecosystem. So usually when you're bringing them into your ecosystem, like I said, you're solving a problem, talking about their desires and getting them to take an action that's going to get them the results they want. So you would think about things like what problems they have, what pathways have they gone before now to get to where they're at now, and what do they need to do next to work their way through those problems or desires? Where do they hang out? Like everything you can think of about them. Like most of us marketers even give them a face and a name. We'll say, okay, I'm looking for a individual who loves rock and roll. Most likely if they love rock and roll, then they grew up during a certain age. They listen to these type of bands. My music might be similar to those bands, and they're now at this stage of life having these problems. Maybe they have two kids, they're living in suburbia America. I'm just making stuff up, guys.
Right.
They may be 34 to 52. They like eating these foods, going out to these restaurants. As much as you can find on them, is what you want to know about them, because you want to have a deep connection with the person that you're trying to draw to you. The more you know about them, the more you have a connection with them. The more you can write copy and a message and an offer that's going to draw their attention. And that's what a lot of us miss, is because we're looking at, like, we have this product, which is, in this case, our music, and we want to get it out to the masses. And so because our product is about this, and this, we're going to say these things and they're just going to come. And that's not how it works. Like, you have to find out what your audience cares about, what they're going through now, what they're experiencing, and then connect them to the music that you've written and get them to listen to it and have a connection with your music. And sometimes that takes, that's going to take a prolonged period of time. And I'm working on us marketers use a product launch funnel to launch like courses and stuff. Due to some of the things I've heard Carrie and Lou say, I'm working on a CD launch funnel, which I think will be kind of cool because it'll help you connect these things together over time. And I'll present that to you guys at a later date.
That's a great idea. Now, to kind of get back to our what we were talking about here, we've defined the avatar, so you guys get an idea. It's literally almost like a person like you have in your mind. I mean, some entrepreneurs, some marketers actually will create a little doodle or something. You know what I mean? And the person looks like this. They have it. They may give a person a name, everything. So that's so that you know exactly every time you go to do something. I think if Carrie was here, he would be saying that like this could take a really long time. This could even take years because you've got to know who you are as an artist as well. So again, going back to what Joe said a little while ago, when he talked about earned traffic, I wrote this down, know yourself. know your resources and what works best for you. So this is a kind of cyclical kind of thing that you're going to be like, you're going to be kind of, you're not going to necessarily complete one step, then the next step, then the next step. You're going to be kind of like these three things all kind of interact with each other. Just like the tone controls on your guitar amp. You know, you turn the bass up, but it affects the treble. You turn the middle down, it affects the bass, you know. So you have to keep dialing around until you find your sweet spot with your message for the particular market.
Right.
That's great stuff. So I'm sure you have a little bit more you want to get into with this, so go ahead.
And as far as that goes, I want to make sure everybody realizes I'm working on a roadmap. But on that roadmap of the nine things that you need to concentrate on to build your business, to build yourself up as a musician, none of those things will ever be perfect.
What?
Knowing yourself isn't perfect.
You can't be perfect. That's great. Well, I'm just done with this podcast now, then forget it.
Like, you're going to create a foundation, right? You're for each thing, and you're going to say, okay, I believe this is who I am. This is my audience. This is my message. This is my offer. This is what my lead magnet's going to be. This is how I'm going to amplify my authority. And you're going to write all these things out, create your first funnel, and, you know, start releasing music based on like what you're about. But over time that all changes. So it's going to expand as time goes on.
All right, exactly.
One of the things that I've noticed, and I wanted to mention this to you, Lou, is that in creating traffic, I've noticed a lot of musicians who will piggyback off of trends. So let's say that, you know, Star Wars is coming out in a week and everybody's talking about it. Now, you'll have to look at how they do it because they don't do it bluntly. But they'll create a music, like maybe they're in the electronic or the, what do they call that? Cyberpunk or whatever. They're in like a certain niche. Okay. They'll piggyback off that, look and see what people are searching, create music based on, you know, the main theory and feel of what they believe the movie is going to be about.
Okay.
And then when people go on and search that new movie coming out, then they try to get a small percentage of that market, of those people searching. So sometimes if you already know yourself, you already know your audience, you already know your message, look for things that are trending now that you can leverage in promoting your song.
I will take up the sort of not devil's advocate here, but the sort of like just caution with that is that make sure that it does fit with what you do. Do not try to piggyback off of something just because you think it's popular, because
no.
That's pandering and people will know you're fake in 2 seconds and they won't be interested. So if it naturally fits with what you're doing, say, for instance, I'm going to give an example that we talk about this person a lot on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, there's a new Lord of the Rings thing coming out and that's perfect opportunity for Leah to do something. There's a new Game of Thrones or some sort of type of thing coming out. The perfect opportunity for her because that works with her niche. You know, it may not work with everybody. So just be careful about trying to crowbar something in that doesn't fit because the fans that you have they'll smell that. They'll go over like a turd in a punch bowl. So don't do that. That can be as dangerous as it can be helpful. That's cool to do. Just keep your, now if you, another thing you could do, cause I know a lot of musicians are political. I will not give comment on that particular thing right now, but if you are political, well then you've got material every single day right now, so you know that is something that you could that you could leverage if you're so inclined. So there are different things you do, but you have to make sure that it fits with what you do. Don't be something doing something. It's no different than like say a band like AC/DC, which we know what AC/DC does, right? If they released an electronic album tomorrow,
yeah, don't
like
do
everybody
that.
Be like, what?
You got it. Yeah, you got to stay on
that's
brand.
Popular. You know, we want to do dubstep because you know, we want to become relevant or whatever. People will be like, "P.U., get away." So just make sure what if you do something like that that it works.
Right. You've got to. That's why you have to have your little roadmap and know your audience, know yourself, know your avatar, know your persona. Make sure that whatever you see online and that you take inspiration from or you're piggybacking on fits within those parameters.
And make sure and even better if the piggybacking of the trend even better if the trend actually you really love. Like if you can find trend that you really, really love, not just one that you just think is popular, but like you're really caught up in as well. So, you know, as Carrie might say, I miss him. I wish he was here. You know, he might say like this goes back to your home base and you're looking around your house and all the other life experiences you have. There are other things that you're interested in and those things trend and go away and they trend and go away. So it might be, movies or books or other things out there in the world that you know you obviously like. You're not a one-dimensional person, so bringing that in is part of what you do. And if it's trending, then you really want to capitalize or leverage that. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So you're all I'm saying is you always want to be looking for inspiration and looking for things that people are searching, especially. And when I say people, I mean like your audience, your avatar. It has to be people that you're drawing towards you. Because you don't want to draw everyone towards you. If you draw everyone towards you, you're drawing no one.
Right, right. You can't, yeah. Tim Ferriss is a product for everyone is a product for no one. So, exactly. Okay. What else you got?
That's the bulk of it. I could talk about strategies, you know, like Facebook and Pinterest and YouTube and
let's
stuff like
save
that.
Strategies and things like that for like maybe what we should do at some point for a show, if I may interject for quickly, is do a podcast on using this theory, this this concept, and how to plug that into social media, how to plug that into, you know, YouTube or whatever to do this. So what I would say is maybe we could take a few minutes and maybe kind of give an example of, say, you are going to do, you wanted to integrate this concept today, and the thing you have, you don't have any money. You can't buy advertising right now. Okay, you're just not there. What could somebody do? We will talk about paid, rented, and et cetera. All traffic eventually has to be earned, right? I mean, even if you're paying and renting the traffic, you still want people who are there who feel.
Right.
So say Joe, I love this. Somebody's listening, going, oh my God, I love this. I don't really have a budget for Facebook ads or whatever right now. So what could I do? And we're not, we will get into these things in more detail in future podcasts, but since we got a little bit of time here, I'd like to pick Joe's brain a little bit and see what we would think would be the maybe first step.
So rented and earned are the initial traffic. If you don't have a list at all. Now, traffic that you own is, you know, the traffic that came from those two, the work of those two things.
Correct.
Now, down the road, as the traffic you own gets bigger, as your email list gets bigger, your group members get bigger, your chatbot gets bigger, eventually the traffic you own will then become your testing ground because they'll become the ones that you reach out to and test new songs, new products you're coming out with. But starting off, you're going to have to go with either earning it or renting it because you don't have a list.
I'm going to make a couple little suggestions, things that I've seen that, that work for mm-hmm. me that, it depends. First of all, you kind of have to know, like, I don't want to tell you that you have to go to a certain social media platform. I'm just going to use social media as an example, not because that's the end all be all, but everybody's on social media and,
I think it starts with the content, not where you put it.
Okay. So I just want to use an example. So I'm just going to use this example. So just take it for what it's worth, but this is an example. I notice when I start to do Facebook Lives on my just regular page with a mm-hmm. link, if I do them consistently, and you have to do them a lot because you've got to realize Facebook squashes stuff down. Not everybody will see it. So literally, if you could do a song every day, when I get real consistent with this, all of a sudden I start to get a trickle into my funnel. I start to get people that are clicking that link because they're seeing it more often, and B, I am appealing to my niche. With this, so the limitation with Facebook is people that are going to see that are typically going to be people who are A, either your friend already, or B, a friend in air quotes, or B, a friend of your friend who shares, you know, like your friend shares your video. So always ask people to share it, and then make sure that the link is there to whatever it is that you want them to do. If you could, but you've got to be the key to this. So you can't do it once a week. I wouldn't say you got to do probably minimum of 3 times a week. The best way to do it is to do 7 days a week. If you can turn that camera on, get your guitar out, or sit in front of your keyboard, or put on a track and perform a song, here's the link. And if you could do it real consistently, and so that is totally free. Ask people to share it, so that gets it around a little bit more. And put the link to whatever your thing is. That is a kind of like quickie, totally free, inexpensive way that you can start to, you know, trickle people into your funnel.
Okay, so let's take this one step further. Let's say today you said to your audience, Lou, hey, you should be creating one song a month, okay? And that was, you know, your biggest recommendation. Hey, you know, every month you should come out with one song. That way you're building your skills, you're finding your voice, and you're getting better at writing music, and you're also hopefully then going to use that song to build an audience. And then you came to me and said, Joe, I have everyone creating one song, and I need that song to have enough content to get someone an audience. How would I do it? Okay. So one thing you got to realize, it's not just about hearing the entire song every time. It's not just about you going live every time. The song has a writing process that you go through. It has an entire process that you go through to create not only the song itself, you know, writing it, playing the music, singing it, you know, coming up with a image for the cover. Like, there was a time when every cover could be a single CD, and then you could release it.
Right.
There should be some kind of imagery that goes with the song. Creating a video, even if that's just you in front of a backdrop at your house, filmed off your phone, it's still a video to start out. And then take that and break down little pieces of the video. Create little memes out of some of the lyrics, you know, little images. Maybe if you're an artist or know an artist, get someone to make little sketches for the feeling of the CD. Like, if I was a musician, which I'm not, and I put so much effort into creating a song, I would want to test it in every way possible throughout the process to make sure that it got as much exposure as possible. And at first, if the first 3, 4, 5 songs, quite frankly, suck, so what? Like, you're not paying. I don't suggest you pay, you rent traffic in the beginning. You earn it. Because if you earn it, then people are giving you feedback, you're getting more input, and you're becoming a better musician in the end. So don't just look at your music as, okay, I put out a song, there it is. No, there's a process. I want to know the entire process of creating your song, and I want a connection with you, and then I'm going to appreciate you more.
I'm right. You, this is gold. I'm writing it down.
So, like, in reality, let's say you had a CD. You know, there's a way to take someone who has a book, and we call it serializing a book. You break the book down into different little, like, videos and memes and images and stuff to get a coach or a consultant clients. Well, you could do the same thing with a CD, right? You take that CD, you take the 12 songs on it. If you didn't do this process in the beginning, you just back do it the opposite direction. So break that CD down into, okay, I have 12 songs. These songs are all about this. They flow this way. Maybe they tell a story. However, once you analyze it and look at it, you break it down and you launch a campaign where you're releasing something about each song each day for an extended period of time. And you get a person to listen to the first song. That's your first goal. Just get them to listen to the first song. Then get them to listen to the second song. And then after they listen to the second song, put an offer out there to buy a physical CD or make a donation.
Okay.
And then keep going. You know, release the third song, release the fourth song, each time allowing them to buy the CD, buy the t-shirt for each song, or make a donation.
Okay. So...
And you're just releasing posts to do this.
Right.
You're creating little videos. You're making posts. You're reaching out to people talking about your music, especially if your music has a theme that is going to build up someone's self-confidence, esteem, or something like that, to where it connects on it with another market. So figure out if your music can connect with another market, and you can reach out to people. They call it your dream 100. So if you can reach out to people who, let's say they're running an event and your music would have a deep connection with their audience at the event, then you could go play at that event.
Okay,
give out a seat.
That's a great idea. I want to stop because this is like somebody opened a fire hose and we're just getting blown. So I want to just break it down. We're going to kind of close with this idea. Okay. I gave you an idea of, you know, turn that camera on. You're practicing your songs anyways. Just do a live. And it doesn't have to be freaking Facebook. You can do it on Periscope. You can do it on YouTube, wherever you like. Instagram, whatever you like, wherever you're most comfortable. It's irrelevant. Just make sure that you pop the link in there and you say you tell people and ask people to share. Okay. The other thing, and I think this is a great idea too, is to so maybe only got one song this month. Okay. Maybe that's all you got. Cool. No problem. You can, there's a lot of my old mentor Tom Hess, man, he was really good at this, and what you just said reminded me of something he would tell people. He would say, take the song, break it out, like, you know, create memes. You could take bits of the lyrics, your clever lyricist, put little bits of, create little memes, you know, with a, you know, interesting picture or whatever, and start posting that link. Ask people to share. Do couple different performance videos. I mean, maybe you have a cool riff in that song and you do a little video just showing people what this cool riff is. Like, I'm thinking of one song I have right now that I have this guitar part in it. Everybody thinks it's a keyboard. It's something really cool that I did that nobody knows about. I could do a little demo of that to sort of get people and then put the link and tell people to share, blah, 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 blah. You could do lyric video. They're very easy to do. That's like, there's automated software for that now. You can put out a, so right now we have like five or six ways to just get that one song in front of people. You know, keep touching them. You know, what is it? The 7 to 10 touches, whatever, to get people to, you know. So, and you could do different lyric videos if you wanted to. You could put out just like little, like a loop of the song with a little section with maybe with a cool lyric written out, and then the link. You can also serialize that. You could serialize that as well. First verse, second verse, bridge, third verse, whatever. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get a lot of mileage out of that one little song you wrote. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Joe's talking about. And then when you get to a CD, now you've got 10, 11, whatever, 12 songs that you can do that with all that. So you've got a year's worth of content, probably. If you've got a 10, 11 song CD, you probably have a year's worth of content that you could be doing each song each month and generating interest. And that is going to resonate with your audience. They just got to see it a little bit more than just like posting your song. Oh, our new song. And I see bands do this all the time, Joe, you do too. You know, here's our new song. Here's Spotify link. And then that's it. Like me, I'm looking for new music because I have a podcast and we're looking for bands to feature, but not everybody is me. Most people will like just go right by that. So you're going to need a few things. I think it's a great example to do there. So I want
you got to think about stopping power. You got to think about getting the attention of your audience. Yeah. Like you've got to have good imagery. When I say good imagery, just something to get the attention of the person.
Yeah. Everything, there's two ways to go about that. There's many ways to go about that as well. Some of the ways is to go like uber pro. You know, you put out something that looks like, holy crap, man, this looks like a video that could have been like on MTV back in the day. The other extreme, though, is to go uber lo-fi. Like uber, like really like, you know, street level, really, you know, like basement tape kind of thing, and that will appeal to other people, and that will get other kind of, that will get people's attention in a different way. So it doesn't, I don't want people to feel like they've got to go out tomorrow, you know, hire, $3,000, you know, videographer to make your video. You know, there's other ways to do it. And we are not experts on that particular thing at this moment. You'd have to, if you go to YouTube, you know, you're going to find a lot of educational stuff on how to do all the stuff that we just told you. So that's a quickie way. You know, we just gave you a quickie way to kind of like do what we just talked about in the first half of the of today's podcast. You know, traffic plus conversions equals cash. You know, what's your foundation? You got to get their attention. There are three kinds of traffic: paid, earned, and then the owned. The traffic that you got, you have, that is your audience, and you go back to that. You dip back into that pool. So as you put out these songs, you tag those people, or you make sure that once they're on your mailing list, that you reach back out to them. Always ask people to share, because sometimes people just don't. It's just like in my brick and mortar business, asking people for a Google review. People will come in, oh, you guys did such a great job. And you can't assume that they're just going to go to Google and write you a review. You've got to ask. And people will say, oh, of course, yeah, I'll do that. So if they're loving what you're doing, just ask, can you please share? So in the music world, asking people to share is kind of like asking for a Google review in the sort of like other world. Understand your market, your message, your avatar. Create that deep connection with fans that you're trying to draw to you. Piggybacking on trends, we hit on that as well. If there's a trend out there that works, it resonates with you, leverage it. Why not? And always keeping your eyes open for inspiration. What do you and your audience, what other things are they interested in? And then we gave you this little example at the end here of a couple different things that you could do right now. You could, as soon as this podcast is over, you could go, because you got songs already. You can always start doing that. And I got a lot of great ideas from this too. So thanks, Joe. Anything you want to close with? Parting thoughts?
No, I think I've pretty much said what I need to say. Just, you know, have a path and know your resources, break them out the way we suggested here, and you'll be all right.
Okay. And we will be talking about, because this is uber important, and there's a lot of, to quote the Big Lebowski, there's a lot of ins and outs to this case. So there's a lot here. we will be delving deeper into some of the specific strategies in future podcasts. But this is great. This is will give you a foundation of like where you kind of need to be thinking before you even start doing anything.
Yeah, I think, you know, we could get into hashtags and keywords and, you know, what you post on what platform. And, you know, if you have a video on Facebook, how do you format that video for Instagram and what makes it different? But there's a lot of that out there. So I'd be interested in what our audience wants to hear about.
Okay.
So that would be my leaving comment is that if you guys in the mastermind and gals have questions, have concerns, I don't think you should be afraid to tag us in the comments below and say, hey, I really want to learn or hear more about that. Or, you know, what is your framework for the avatar? Can I get on a call with you? Or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Just reach out to us. I want to make ourselves available to get to know you guys' needs.
Yes. All right, guys. Joe Freeman, and what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to have to create a link for you guys. Right now it's, let's do this. Just email me at joef@orangetreemarketing.com.
Just straight there. Guys, if you love what we're doing here and you stumble across this on Spotify or Podbean or even YouTube, and you'd like to get involved, I have a bunch of different stuff. The best thing for you to do is to go to lulombardirocks.com. That'll bring you into my funnel where you can choose, you know, the different communities and different things that I have for yourself and find out what works best for you. That's lulombardirocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Again, questions, comments, whatever, leave them. We are interested in what you think, and we want to meet your needs with these mastermind calls as well. We'll catch you guys all in the next. Thanks to Joe Freeman from Orange Tree. Really appreciate him getting involved with us in the last couple months or so. And we will be, hopefully Carrie will be back. Will be back in business with us next week. All right, guys, have a great week, and we'll talk to you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Musicians Mastermind.